The Bible is very clear that there is a hell beneath our feet that people go to when they die without the Lord Jesus Christ. Atheists don't believe it exists. Hollywood thinks it is a joke. The picture that the entertainment industry paints of hell is a false picture. I'm going to show you with the Bible the differences between what people believe about hell compared to what the Bible says about hell. They believe it is a party instead of punishment. It says in Luke 16:23, "And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom." So if you went to hell right now, you would lift up your eyes, being in torments. The music industry mocks Christians and the Bible when it comes to the subject of hell. AC/DC portrays it as some kind of party. Nirvana jokes about it in their song Lake of Fire. The band Pretty Reckless makes light of the everlasting punishment in their song I'm Going to Hell. Madonna says she doesn't care if she goes to hell. In an Eminem song called Wicked Ways, he has someone singing on the chorus, "I'm going to dig my way to hell." And in Amos 9:2, it talks about someone digging into hell. It says, "Though they dig into hell, thence shall mine hand take them. Though they climb up to heaven, thence will I bring them down." And years back, some men put a microphone deep into the ground and heard the screams of hell. The devil makes a lot of people think hell will be an okay place to be because all of their friends will be there, or that they will one day reign with Satan in hell. Even though the devil will not be reigning in hell like he is in these cartoons, but he will be in torments like everyone else. The only comfort the devil will have is seeing people suffer and all the people he damned. This is where you get the saying, misery loves company. Pharaoh is a type of Satan in the Antichrist, and he is said to be comforted over all his multitude. Ezekiel 32:30-31 says, "There will be the princes of the north, all of them and all the Zidonians, which are gone down with the slain, with their terror. They are ashamed of their might, and they lie uncircumcised with them that be slain by the sword, and bear their shame with them that go down to the pit. Pharaoh shall see them, and shall be comforted over all his multitude, even Pharaoh and all his army slain by the sword, saith the Lord God." So misery loves company. And these rappers and singers and whoever else that has sold out to Satan want to take you with them to hell. They sold their souls to work evil in the sight of the Lord, just like Ahab did in 1 Kings 21:20, which says, "And Ahab said to Elijah, Hast thou found me, O mine enemy? And he answered, I have found thee, because thou hast sold thyself to work evil in the sight of the Lord." The Bible says these people are deceived and being deceived. Where they are deceiving you and your children, the devil is deceiving them. 2 Timothy 3:13 says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." These people have made an agreement with hell. Isaiah 28:15 says, "Because ye have said, We have made a covenant with death, and with hell we are at agreement." If these satanic sellouts don't get saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, then they will go to the same hell that you go to if you don't get saved. They will die and go to the same hell as the rich man in Luke 16. You will stay in hell until the great white throne judgment, where you will be judged by a perfect man, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then you will be tossed into the lake of fire. It is everlasting punishment. You can still refer to the lake of fire as hell because Jesus referred to it as hell fire. Matthew 18:9 says, "And if thine eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire." Also at the great white throne judgment, hell is cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:14 says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death." Some people are thrown into a lake of fire before the millennial reign and the great white throne judgment. At the judgment of the nations, Jesus Christ separates the sheep from the goats. The goats go into everlasting punishment. Matthew 25:46 talks about this and says, "And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. The lake of fire was formed at the second coming. Jesus comes back with a vengeance with us to set up his kingdom. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, 8 through 9, it says, "In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power." The verse here in 2 Thessalonians refers to the second coming when Jesus comes back with the saints. In Isaiah 34, 8 through 10, it talks about the same thing. It says, "For it is the day of the Lord's vengeance and the year of recompenses for the controversy of Zion, and the streams thereof shall be turned into pitch, and the dust thereof into brimstone, and the land thereof shall become burning pitch. It shall not be quenched night nor day. The smoke thereof shall go up forever from generation to generation. It shall lie waste. None shall pass through it forever and ever." So the land at the second coming will become burning pitch, and a literal lake of fire gets created on the earth. This is why people can be cast bodily into hell fire during the millennial reign. Matthew 5:30 says, "And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell." So this current hell or future lake of fire that you will be tossed into is not a party. It is everlasting punishment. Another thing this world thinks about hell is that it will be full of laughter without lamenting. Shows like Family Guy, The Simpsons, South Park, and others make hell seem like a joke and make your kids think that hell is a laughing matter. Nobody is laughing in hell. The Bible pictures hell as a place of weeping and sorrow. Matthew 8:12 says, "But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." In Psalms, David lets us know that hell is a place of sorrow. Psalms 18:5 says, "The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me." If you die without Jesus Christ and go to hell, you will never laugh again. You will be in constant pain and begging for a second chance, even though you will know there is no second chance. You will never hear your kids laughing again, or your husband or wife laugh at a joke. You will hear the screams of billions of people who rejected Jesus Christ. You will be an outcast in a place that was prepared for the devil and his angels. The regrets about not getting born again while you were alive will haunt you forever. There is no laughter in hell. This world paints hell as laughter instead of lamenting. This world thinks hell is sleeping and not reaping. A lot of false religions or cults and most Hollywood movies lead you to believe when a person dies they are just dead and not existing, or that their soul is sleeping. The Bible says the opposite. The Bible says the rich man lifted up his eyes in torments. He wasn't dreaming or sleeping or imagining anything. In Revelation, it talks about the beast and the false prophet being cast alive into the lake of fire. In Revelation 19:20, it says, "And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone." And then in Revelation 20 and verse 10 it says, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever." Notice it says he was cast into the lake of fire where the beast and the false prophet are, showing that they didn't just burn up and cease to exist. And these two events are separated by 1,000 years. Even the angels that sinned back in Genesis 6 are still suffering eternal fire. They aren't sleeping, and they weren't burning 1 minute and then unconscious the next. Jude 1:7 says, "As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Notice the verse doesn't say suffered, but suffering, letting you know that right now they are burning. In hell, you aren't sleeping, you are reaping. You are facing the consequences for dying in your sins without believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, who shed his blood to take away your sins. Not only is there no sleeping in hell, you can't even stop and take a break because there is no rest. Revelation 14:11 says, "And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest, day nor night." If you die without Jesus Christ, you wind up in the smoking section of eternity, only you can't smoke cigarettes in hell to relieve the stress. You can't drink alcohol to drink your pain away. The book of Revelation talks about the people who sell out to the beast and are thrown into the lake of fire. The only wine these people get is in Revelation 14:10, which says, "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." And if you've ever wondered what the cup is in the Bible, it's the wrath of God. And a majority of preachers are leading people to think hell is just separation from God and not everlasting torment. They will say hell is separation from God and ignore all the verses that talk about everlasting punishment and fire. How will separation from God scare a sinner when they are already separated from God while they are alive? The Bible says you aren't reconciled to God until you are saved. Until you are saved, you are the enemy of God. Ephesians 2:16 says, "And that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby." John 3:36 says, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." If you aren't saved, you are separated from God and you are God's enemy. His wrath abides on you and you can't get his wrath off of you until you come to the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on him for salvation. People think God, the Bible, and judgment are just a game. They have been raised on video games and don't realize a lot of this fantasy world they live in will actually be a future reality. They can't imagine a literal burning hell because the devil has made them think it is make-believe through video games. These people a lot of times don't believe in hell, but they mention it over and over in the titles of their songs, movies, and games. In games, you get as many lives as you want, but in this world, it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment. The Bible says in Proverbs, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." You could die right now, tonight, or tomorrow. Life is not promised another second. Some will wake up in hell and look back at all the hours they played on Xbox Live and on a PlayStation 4 and will be in misery and agony and regret because they didn't come to a time in their life where they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And many Christians will get to the judgment seat of Christ without ever winning one soul to Jesus Christ. They were too busy playing the same video games that the sinful world plays and watching the same television shows the world watches. While they were at home fulfilling the lust of their flesh through their entertainment, there were millions of people dropping in hell every second. The game No Room in Hell is a lie from Satan because the Bible says hell is never full. Proverbs 27:20 says hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. Hell can enlarge itself. Isaiah 5:14 says, "Therefore hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and it moves to meet you when you die without Jesus Christ." Isaiah 14:9 says, "Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead for thee." Listen to some of the descriptions of hell taken from the scriptures. These clear descriptions of hell are so clear that no one should think that we are just sleeping or unconscious in hell. Everlasting fire, Matthew 18:8 and 25:41 says everlasting fire. Matthew 25:46 says everlasting punishment. Jude 1:6 says everlasting chains. Mark 3:29 says eternal damnation. Hebrews 6:2 says eternal judgment. Jude 1:7 says eternal fire. Matthew 3:12 says unquenchable fire. Mark 9:43, 44, 45, 46, and 48 says the fire that shall never be quenched. Luke 3:17 says fire unquenchable. 2 Peter 2:17 says mist of darkness is reserved forever. Jude 1:13 says the blackness of darkness forever. These are very clear descriptions of what it will be like and the literal fire that is there. People are taking unclear verses here and there and using them to override these clear verses that I just showed you about the punishment in hell. And in Matthew 23:14, Mark 12:40, Luke 20, and verse 47, it talks about people receiving a greater damnation. Some people in hell will be in worse punishment than other people in hell. The world is even wrong about how you escape the torments of hell. There is only one way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me." We can't be saved by doing good things or by not doing certain things. Our righteousness is filthy rags. We can't establish our own righteousness and expect to go to heaven. We have to get imputed righteousness from Jesus Christ. Romans 3:22-23 says, "Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe. For there is no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." We are all sinners who deserve eternal punishment. Galatians 3:22 says, "But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe." 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God in the flesh. He died on the cross to pay for your sin debt. He was buried and rose from the dead 3 days later. Romans 5:8 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Acts 16:31 says, "And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." If you come to Jesus Christ as the guilty sinner that you are, and put your trust in him and his precious blood to save you, then you can be saved and have eternal life. If you don't, then you are in danger of hell fire. And Hebrews 9:27 says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment." Everyone is going to die, and if you die right now without Jesus Christ, then you will wake up in hell just like the rich man in Luke 16. You will stay in hell until you go up to the great white throne judgment and then be tossed into the lake of fire. Don't put off getting saved another second. The Lord Jesus Christ can save anyone who comes to him. It is a whosoever salvation. Colossians 1:14 says, "In whom we have redemption, through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins."